This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, a YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. And what a big day we have in Philadelphia starting today all the way through tonight. Midday show, WIP on Thursday. Pre-game show starts at 6 at the link. Be watching on YouTube. Be listening on the Odyssey app. Of course, 94WIP. And if you're going to the game, come on out and say hi for the biggest game of the year. 7-2 Eagles, 7-3 Commanders. I thought the Commanders could be good. I didn't think they'd be this good. I didn't think the Eagles would be this good. So this game, although Eagles-Commanders for the division is not surprising to me, because I did think we were heading there. I thought Dallas would come back to earth. I said that, and I did a whole episode of WIP Daily in August about the Commanders. I thought they had a high ceiling this year and a playoff ceiling, but both these teams were even better than I thought. This is a huge game, division lead on the line, and beyond that, the winner of this game is in the mix for the one seed. I mean, right there squarely in the mix for the one seed, if the bare minimum has the inside track to the two seed as we go rumbling towards Thanksgiving and the biggest part of the season. I want to get into my X factors today, the five things I believe will determine the winner of the Eagles and the Commanders tonight. Let's start with number one. Number one is Vic Fangio against Cliff Kingsbury. I love this matchup. And I just was going back. I don't believe we've seen this matchup yet in the NFL. Now, Kingsbury's been around as a player and as an assistant, so they cross over, obviously. But I mean, in Kingsbury's time as a head coach, those 3 years in Arizona, they didn't play the Denver Broncos, where at that point, Vic Fangio was as the head coach. So there hasn't been a game crossover that I found in terms of the two of them really in charge. A defensive coach versus the offensive coach, you know, head coach then. Now we get coordinator. But I love the matchup because you have two guys I think are really good at what they do. Obviously, Fangio's put in more time, more work, he's more heralded. But I like Kingsbury. I like what he does to get the ball out of his quarterback's hands quickly. And it's going to be interesting to note how Fangio is able to get him. So I think a couple things. One, when the schedule first came out, I hoped they had seen Daniels early before he settled in. Now, we figured out and we've realized that Daniels was settling pretty quickly. And he started to play at a high level pretty quickly. I actually think this is advantage Eagles, that there's this much tape out there on Jaden Daniels, and the history of Kingsbury is not kind towards the second half of the season. In his Arizona Cardinals, right, the 3 years he was there, averaged 25 points per game in games 1-8 of the season, but only 20.9 afterwards. And I think part of that was the attrition of the quarterback. There was Kyler Murray, and now there's some attrition here with the rib issue towards Jaden Daniels. And I think it's worth noting that Jaden Daniels has not been the kind of runner the last five games as he was the first five games. So first five games of the season, Jaden Daniels completed 77.1% of his passes. He had 8.7 yards in attempt. He had a 106.3 passer rating. he was running at a very high level. I mean, he ran for, let me find the exact number here. He ran 24 design rushes in those first five games. So an average of about five per game. 28 scrambles, almost six per game. He was averaging 52 total rushes for the first five games, over 10 rushes per game for 306 yards. His QB, his EPA at the quarterback position was super, super high at 57.9. He added a lot there early in his tenure, okay? Then last five games. Now, remember, he missed almost an entire game because he had to come out in the first quarter with the rib issue. So take that into account. But his completion percentage has dropped from 77.1 to 60.3. His yards per attempt have dropped a full yard, 8.7 to 7.7. Touchdown to reception ratio is actually better, 5 to 0. It was 4 to 2 in the beginning, but his passer rating has dropped from 106.3 to 97.2, still really good. But here's what caught my attention. His design rushes fell from 24 to 11, so cut more than in half. His scrambles from 28 to 14 in half. He's rushed 25 times in the last five games. That's 5 per game. Compared to 10. It is a major difference. It's part of that attrition. It's part of that Kingsbury's offense. Part of defense have a tape. Probably all of it. Fangio versus Kingsbury tonight. How he matches up. Does he blitz him? Does he pressure him? Does he sit back? Do they contain? How do they handle Jaden Daniels tonight? And how do they handle Cliff Kingsbury? Big, big, big matchup. That's number one. Number two is containing Jaden Daniels running. And as I just mentioned, his willingness to do it. Okay, so early on, Jaden Daniels was running at a very high level. I thought, anytime there was pressure, Jaden Daniels is an interesting scrambler, as I've observed him in college and the NFL. A lot of times, and let's use Jalen Hurts for an example, Michael Vick is an example of this. A lot of times, running quarterbacks will escape around the side and then will either run up the sideline or maybe cut it back in and make their way there. Jalen Hurts sometimes tries to escape up the middle. He's usually grabbed. Jalen Hurts has, I think, he's got great power when he runs, and I think he's got deceptive speed when he's in the open field, and he's got a real great vision like an ex-running back would. He doesn't have the best short area quickness in terms of like, hey, there's the guard and the center, and they've pushed their defenders, you know, 4 yards away from each other. Can I get between those two guys before they grab me? He usually gets caught there. Jaden Daniels has very great short burst quickness to where he glides through the first level. So when I watch him run, he runs, he waits, and he sees nothing down the field. And then if there's a 4 or 5 yard gap between the tackle and the guard, he'll run through that. And then he'll make his way. Sometimes he'll go up the middle, so left, right, whatever. But he likes to run through the middle. So I think tonight it's going to be incumbent on the D tackles to kind of hold their ground, the edges to pinch it inside, and the linebackers and the safeties in the middle of the field to get him before he breaks it away. I don't think he's going to run on a short week off the ribs a few weeks ago 15 times. I'd be surprised if he did that tonight. But I also wouldn't be surprised if he turns one of his 6 or 7 runs tonight into a 30-yard gain. That's how fast he is and how quick he could be. Now, another thing to note on Daniels, and it should be part of the arsenal for the Eagles tonight, is he doesn't know how to slide. It's a real flaw of his. I think it's why he got hurt when he got hurt. It goes back to Michael Vick. Michael Vick never knew how to slide. Like, he just, like, flopped to the ground. It's really weird when Jaden Daniels runs because unless he can get out of bounds, he really doesn't know what to do in the open field. I mean, he doesn't know how to slide. I think he's working on it, but he's not a natural slider at the position. The Eagles have to be focused on that. I think keep him in the pocket as much as you can. And if he's going to run, make him pay. I mean, the guy's had rib issues. Make him pay. Put a shot on him legally if he's going to run the football. Number three, Dan Quinn against Jalen Hurts. Dan Quinn's an aggressive defensive coordinator. He teaches his D-backs to go for the football. They've had a lot of interceptions over the years, dating back to his Atlanta days, obviously Dallas, now Washington, Seattle way back in the day. He's good at this. Now, no Lattimore tonight. They traded for him for a game like this. He won't be there. We'll see if he's there for the next game in late December in D.C. But, you know, a guy like Sanistrill, the rookie they took who's been playing really well for them, he'll go and try to take the ball away. He'll try to take the football away. So Jalen Hurts has to be careful. He knows this going up against Dan Quinn. He's 2-2 against Dan Quinn. It's been ups and downs. When he's played well, he's played well. He's also had some kind of really turnover-prone games down there in Dallas against Dan Quinn. He's missed a couple of the games. So, you know, you kind of try to take the sample away that he wasn't good down in Dallas. He was better here. It's one of those things. But I always thought the Dan Quinn defense didn't make things easy on Jalen Hurts. And I think we'll see a lot of that tonight. And if Jalen's late on the ball tonight, it wouldn't surprise me if the Commanders take one away, because that's the way Dan Quinn teaches his DBs to play. Take the football away. Jalen's got to be careful. He has to be really extra careful in their own zone, because as we've seen with the Cowboys over the years, we don't be Bland or Diggs. They let, you know, his DBs take the ball away and try to score on it. That's something to monitor tonight. Jalen Hurts against Dan Quinn. It's been an up and down matchup for two. So the first matchup I'm watching is Fangio Kingsbury. Second is Jaden Daniels and containing his running and the willingness to do it. Quinn against Jalen Hurts. Okay. Let's go to number four. Run the football and be willing to run the ball at a high level tonight. The Commanders' pass defense is getting better by the week. I think that the Dan Quinn factor is real. I think they're pretty good on the back end now, when the beginning of the year they weren't. I like their corners way more now than I did in the beginning of the year. They got torched early in the season by Burrow, got torched by Baker Mayfield. They're better now. It's not a great defense, but they're better now. Where they're weak is in terms of the run game. That's where they've buttoned up the pass game, but you can run on the Washington Commanders. I think they missed Jerron Payne, who's injured. Now, Newton, the rookie out of Illinois, who was part of the reason I like this team this year. I thought they had a great draft. Newton out of Illinois is a monster. Now, last week, he had a really bad penalty when the Steelers were trying to draw them off sides on what, fourth down. I don't think there's any chance the Steelers were going to snap that football. They were going to punt it back to the Commanders. And the Commanders may have had a second chance to win that game after the Ertz play, where he was ruled about a yard in front of the first down marker. I thought it was closer than that, but whatever. They were probably going to get the ball back because the Steelers were going to punt. But Newton goes offside. So we'll see how his psyche is this week and tonight, because he kind of cost his team this past Sunday, but he's a good player. I thought they'd be better against the run. They're vulnerable there, though. They're allowing 142 yards per game on the ground, 28th in the NFL. This is a run-the-football game. This is a run-the-ball game. Keep things in check. Get the ball to Saquon. You got 10 days for your next game. Didn't have to use it much on Sunday. This is a run-the-football game on Thursday Night Football against the Commanders. I think it's worth noting in a significant way that they played about 25 to 30 more snaps, some of their starters, than the Eagles guys. And the Eagles were pulling guys off the field with 30-some snaps on defense on Sunday because the game was in hand against the Dallas Cowboys. The Commanders-Steelers was not. That was a back-and-forth game right to the end. You look at the snap counts for the Steelers offense versus the Commanders defense. Washington's defense on the field for 75-ish snaps on the day. Obviously, they rotate some, so not every player is out there for 75. But let's just even say 55 or 60 for some of those guys. That's a good number. You know, let's say it's, 50 compared to the 34. That's the kind of thing, attrition late in the game on a short week. Body's not recovered. Run the football at the Commanders. Plus, I think the Eagles' pass protection, now they get Mailata back tonight, which is great, but interior, I don't love it. I don't love the way Juergens is blocked for the pass this year. I don't love the way Becton has. I think that's where you can get into trouble against the Commanders if you let them create some pressure up the middle on Jalen. And then those opportunistic corners, run the football tonight. And the last one, and this is going to be a key one, because I believe tonight will be a close game. Last one, in terms of my keys to victory tonight, is winning the final four and final 2 minutes on each side of the half. Eagles did it brilliantly last week against the Cowboys, getting the stop, against Cooper Rush, even though the Cowboys had that super short field inside the five-yard line, then getting the football back and going all the way down and scoring. It's back-breaking when you do that. Winning the final couple minutes of the half on either side. But here's why it's a challenge tonight. Jaden Daniels, as Ray Dittinger pointed out on the WIP Morning Show this week, has been at his best in the fourth quarter. But here's what really struck me about his numbers. Jaden Daniels has the best pass rating in the NFL with 2 minutes left in either half this season. It's critical the Eagles button it up in the final 2 minutes, final 4 minutes of each half. That is critical tonight, because I could see a scenario where the Eagles are up 13-3. Going into 4 minutes to go in the first half, and Daniels goes down and boom, puts a touchdown on the board. All of a sudden it's 13-10, and then the game's totally different down the stretch of the game. I could also see a scenario where it's, it's 26-23 with 2 minutes to go in the game. Daniels has the football, and the objective is to stop them and not let them get in field goal range, like the Steelers did it last week, and we see if the Eagles' defense can stand up. But you expect Daniels, the way he's played, to play well in that scenario. He's done a fantastic job the entire season in that scenario, I wouldn't expect anything less. This is, he's very cool, calm, collected. I think part of it is he's just an older player. You know, he's a rookie, but he's an older soul, older player. He's been playing the position for a long time, starting Arizona State, LSU. He's not your typical rookie quarterback. Create havoc, make plays, hold the football. Don't give it to him. Final two, final 4 minutes and a half. I think those are major keys for tonight. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Five X factors that are going to determine the winner of the Eagles and the Commanders Thursday Night Football huge NFC East battle. Fangio versus Cliff Kingsbury, number one. Number two, containing Jaden Daniels running, and what is his willingness to do it? Watch out for that early. Number three, run the ball on them. Washington is 28th in the NFL, allowing 142 yards per game. Number four, Dan Quinn against Jalen Hurts. Been an up-and-down matchup, but Quinn knows him well. He's faced him a lot. This is a matchup that Dan Quinn knows his tendencies at this point of all the matchups all the years. It's a critical one to watch. And number five, winning the final four on each side against a quarterback in Jaden Daniels that has become lethal in the final couple minutes of the game. Does that mean Fangio would throw something different out there late in the game? Is it a matter of just a young player making a play? Maybe it's a Cooper DeJean making a play on a Jaden Daniels. Maybe it's a Quinyon Mitchell making his first interception of the year on a Jaden Daniels. But we know Daniels is calm. We know he's cool. We know he's collected in big moments. It's on the Eagles to rush him, to get him out of his calmness and make him make a mistake. And it's also on the offense not to give the ball back to Jaden Daniels, because the kid's made some magic this year. I don't think it's going to stop. We're watching one of the best rookie quarterback seasons of all time, but this is a different animal. Road crowd, late night game, Thursday night, short week, biggest test of Daniels' career. Eagles defense has to be up for it, and it's up to the offense not to allow him to have the football and possess it late in the game. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Christian YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.